Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The pop that DSP got when he was on, not only on the ice, just like pregame. I mean, it was thunderous, the applause and the DSP chants.
Well, I mean, he was so big last year.
Reinserting him back into the lineup. Maybe that's the little spark this team needed. What did you think about that, the reaction he got from the crowd on Saturday night?
I mean, it's crazy, right? Here's a fourth-line guy who was waived, not picked up by anyone. No, every team had an opportunity to take Devontae Smithelli, and they all saw how clutch he was in the Stanley Cup run last year. Not one team wanted him, so he goes down to the AHL because he was having a bad season. And this guy goes down there, and then TJ Oshie gets hurt. A star, TJ Oshie, gets hurt, and they bring him back up as a fourth liner, and they're chanting his name in the arena. That just doesn't happen. And then he goes out there, and after his first hit, you could tell, I mean, the place went crazy, and then you could tell he was like, this is why I'm here. I have to add the spark, the energy, and he did it. He played a great game, and, you know, it was funny because before he played, I kept talking to, like, you know, guys in our crew. I was like, they're expecting this dude to be the savior. I mean, he had 4 goals. He had 8 points. You know, like, let's not put too much pressure on Devontae Smith-Pelly. You know, like, I don't think he's going to be what everyone's expecting. And then you're just placing unfair expectations on this guy. And then he came out there and just maybe it was the game and he's getting too much credit. But I do kind of feel like the crowd fed off his energy. He fed off the crowd, and the team just went along. And had he scored that goal, Hollywood couldn't have written that script that this dude gets called up like that.
Right.
And is such a factor. It was a great story.
Yeah, they definitely fed off that energy for him. But I was telling the boys earlier in the show, I said, look, it was good for one night, and we routed them, and it was no contest. But you're going to feel the lack of TJ Oshie at some point. I don't know if it's going to be tonight. I don't know if it's going to be in game 7. I don't know if it's going to be against the Isles. But you lose a guy like Oshie, you're going to feel it. And I hope it's not tonight.
I mean, look, that's a huge hole to fill. But I interviewed Carl Hagelin before the game the other night. And I said to him, it was kind of before the interview started. And I was like, you know, I meant to look this up, but quickly off the top of my head, I'm just not thinking about it. Your back-to-back run when he was with Pittsburgh, did you guys lose someone like Oshie? And he looked right in the eye. He's like, we didn't have Chris Letang for the whole playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, right. You did not have Chris Letang, their best defenseman, for that whole playoff run. No one cared. You know, Caps lost to that team. No one cared that they were missing their best defenseman, and neither did they. They just went out and played. So is there going to be a huge hole to fill with TJ Oshie? Of course there's a huge hole to fill. But no one cares. So if they want to do that again, if Nicholas Backstrom is still as addicted to that feeling of winning the Stanley Cup that he has repeatedly talked about, if Ovi is still addicted to that feeling and wants to feel it again, no one's going to feel bad for them that TJ Oshie is out. So they'll have to figure it out. I mean, the Islanders are tough, and Barry Trotz is there, and he knows how to beat Pittsburgh clearly, and he knows, you know, the Caps better than anyone. But if you lined up all the names with or without Oshie on a sheet of paper next to each other, you go, well, the Caps have the better players. Right up and down the lineup, the Caps have the better players. And Tampa's got, you know, who knows? So they'll have to figure out a way to do it the same way Pittsburgh did it without Chris Letang.
Joined by Rob Carlin, Capital Studio host on NBC Sports Washington. He's brought to you by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. Rob, do you think that the Caps can bring that same sort of physical style with them on the road to Game 6 in Raleigh tonight? I love the quote from Reardon post Game 5. He said, eventually, if you do it for long enough and you believe in the rest of your systems enough, you will break them. So it sounds like he knows and that the players know that they've got the best of it physically against this Hurricanes team. That they're in their heads a little bit.
Well, they're certainly in Dougie Hamilton's head the other day because he made a business decision to avoid Alex Ovechkin at all costs, and it cost them a goal. So, you know, that's kind of what they did throughout the playoffs last year. That became their identity, just sort of wearing teams down. And, you know, Ovi is the unique thing, because it's more than human, that just keeps hitting and hitting and hitting and still playing at that level. But I mean, that's sort of who they are and the identity that they've taken on. And I hope so. I hope so, because Carolina is going to feed off the energy. I mean, that thunderous ovation for DSP and the energy he brought, and his hit made the crowd go crazy, and then the goals and the crowd went crazy. But there's still down times at Capital One Arena. Puck's out of play. It's a little quiet in there. People are sitting. The music's okay. It is not like that in this building here. It is loud. It is pumping. The crowd is into it all game long, at least in the two games we were here. I can't speak to how it's been for 10 years while they were a bad hockey team, but the two games we were here last week, the place was incredibly loud, and they scored those first early goals, and it just kept getting louder and louder and louder.
Rob, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to jump in there. It's definitely getting louder and louder for you guys out on the street after the games, because as I was leaving the arena after game five, I saw everybody just streaming over towards the set. I mean, that's becoming more raucous after each Caps win.
Oh, it's awesome, man. It's my little chance to feel like an athlete, to feed off of the energy of the crowd. And it is so much fun to get them riled, especially after a win. Obviously, they come out, they're in a great mood. And, you know, if we just throw a fist pump I try and turn around and involve them as much as I can, and it just gets them going. Yeah, it is awesome. I mean, you know, the Stanley Cup last year, and it was just a sea of people throughout F Street. It's only going to get bigger and bigger and crazier. And I love it. I mean, it is, like I said, it's the only chance that I get to feel that sort of, like Alan said. I asked Alan, what was DSP going through? What is it like when a role player gets your name chanted like that? Because I was like, Alan, you weren't a star. You were a role player. But people love you for playing your role. And he's like, it made me feel 10 feet taller and, you know, world stronger. And it's the tiniest little thing that makes me feel that way when they're out. Now, granted, they're chanting Alan's name and Locker's name, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, and Rob Corlin. But it's still like the energy is still awesome to broadcast live like that. It's fun. It's fun stuff. That's why I want to do this until June again.
Last question. Are we expecting that guy that Ovi knocked out to come back?
Svechnikov.
I see that they made a move, and they're saying that could clear the way for him to return.
No, yesterday they said he was doubtful still.
Still
he's
doubtful,
by
okay.
He's still in the non-contact jersey. They're not doing morning skates. They haven't been at home, so there's no morning skate. The coach is going to talk at 10:30 today, but it sounds like he's doubtful, and he's still feeling the effect. He's out there. He's skating from all the reports here yesterday, but
still not right.
They'll say doubtful, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.